let's get moving. We are on the top of Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. And, yeah, boy, is this fun. The first part of this is just, it took me a very long time to get all of this straight, and it's reflected on the sheet. But I think I got it. That's the good news. Yeah. We have, we had three questions yesterday regarding the issue of Dam Chatas. The first two questions were Chatas Ha'ov questions, and then the third one was Chatas Behema. And we're going to continue with Chatas Behema. The specific question we're going to ask doesn't seem all that entertaining. Ba'amine Rami Bar Chama Merav Chizda. Rami Bar Chama asks of Chizda a question. Nitaz al beged tamei mahu. What happens if blood from a Chatas, and we mean a Chatas Behema, based on what we said yesterday, and it gets on a beged that is tamei. And the reason why this matters is the fact that it's tamei matters is because we said yesterday if the blood is pusel, then maybe you don't need to wash it out of the beged. Right? That was yesterday's conversation. And then we distinguished potentially between blood that had a time when it was kosher and blood that was never kosher at all. And we talked about whether that applied in the Tumah case. Could the blood become Tameh in the first place? That was its own discussion. But his question is, what if it gets on a beged which is Tameh, so that at the millisecond before it touched the beged, we assume it was Tahor, but at the moment it touches the beged, it's now Tameh and now Pasul. So what would be the law now? Do I require kibbutz or not? And the first tricky piece about this Gemara is that the next three lines don't have to do, the next four lines don't have to do with the rest of our discussion. The Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua is not part of our conversation. He's a side note. And that's the side note is what we start with. Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua says, by the way, if Rami Bar Chama can ask this question, it must be that he's made a decision about our discussion that we had yesterday about Haisalasha Asakosher. He says, from the fact that Rabbi Bar Chama asks this question of Rav Chisda, Shmami, now we see from here, Haisalasha Asakosher Venifsala, that even if the Dhamma was kosher at some point, but now it became possible, Ain a Dhamma Taun Kibbus.
The Dhamma. Correct.
The dam does not require kibbutz. You don't need to launder it. He says that principle hani mili bezeach harzeh. But that's going to only be if it's sequential. In other words, it became pasul and then it hit the beged. Abul bebasach haslo. But not if it's at the same time. If the psul comes at the same time, it strikes the beged. O dama lo shnar, do we not differentiate? But what the Gemara's point is that ordinarily, if the dam had sha'as hakosher, if it was kosher at some point, so I have a reason to wash it out, because it was kosher at some point, and I have reason to not wash it out, which is that right now it's pasul. If we conclude that when it had sha'as hakosher, you wash it out, then there's nothing to ask here, right? The blood hit the tamei beged. It was kosher until it hit the beged. That's dam that had a sha'as hakosher. So if my assumption is that across the board when it had a sha'as hakosher, you have to wash it out, then of course if it hits the beged that's tamei, you have to wash it out. It was kosher until it hit the beged. Right? It doesn't matter whether it became pasul when it hit the beged or before it hit the beged. If my rule across the board is that blood that had been kosher at some point requires kibbutz, then blood that was kosher until it hit the beged also requires kibbutz. That's easy. That must be Rabbi Rachama's given. Must be that where it had a sha'as hakosher, it doesn't require washing. It's treated as pusul. That's when I now have my question here. Yes. So the question that he's going to ask fundamentally is, I don't care whether it was ever kosher. That my pivot point, the point at which I make my decision is, what about if it was kosher when it hit the beged? That's really my question. My pivot point is kosher when it hits the beged, and my problem is, what if it becomes pasul the moment it hits the beged? That's the reason why this is a question. That's what Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua is throwing in here. So the rest of the discussion isn't germane. He's just saying, the fact that you can ask this question informs me that as a general rule, the fact that it had a Sha'as HaKosher before is not relevant. The question is, what's its status when it hits the Baguette? And now I want to know, Mamash, at the moment it hits the Baguette, does that matter? Yes?
Is there not a requirement for a Baguette Tame to be washed anyway?
Not necessarily. I mean, let's say there is. Let's say, yes, in the long term you're going to have to take care of it, but all of this happened at once in the Beis HaMikdash.
This Kibbutz is a different thing. It's not the mikvah part. But the Torah says Kibbutz.
Right, no, it's all you referred to yesterday when we quoted the Pesukim.
Yes. No, you're asking something else about the Baguette Tameh.
That's right. Well,
no, but you're asking about part of the purification process. He's asking part of the purification process. Ultimately, when you have a Baguette that's Tameh, you have a responsibility to make it Tahor. That's true. But it doesn't affect this question, but it's true. You don't want to keep a Baguette Tameh around in the Beis HaMikdash. As a general principle, it's a bad idea, and Kohanim should not be wearing them. But all of this must have happened at once. The Kohen became Tameh at some point, and then the Dam got on him, and now the question is, do I require Kibbutz separate from the Tahara of the Beged? Right. Okay, so that's all by way of preface. And now we get into the conversation. Omar Lay, he replied, six lines down, on Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph, Plugta de Rabbalazar v'Rabbanan Aliba de Rabba, Abaye. So he says, the answer to your question requires that you first grasp the machlokas of Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan according to Rabbah, and as Abaye replies to Rabbah, Rashi is going to note further on that the truth of the matter is, you could have been more concise and said that it's the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan as Abaye understood it. However, because Abaye was responding to his Rebbe, Rabbah, we put Rabbah in there as well.
Let's see the Gemara. Right?
Well, we'll see the Gemara. Don't worry, we'll get there. But I'd like to frame it first. Thanks. The issue is the way that Abaye. It's the way that Abaye understands the Machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. Disanya. Here's the Brisa. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Mechatas Shenitmu Mitarin Shereinida Mazin Aleha. Rabbi Lazar makes what at the first glance is a very confusing statement. He says, if you have Mechatas, okay, Mechatas, the water for the Paraduma, it has the ashes in it already, and it becomes Tameh, you can still use it at a later date to sprinkle on somebody to make that person Tahor. The fact that Mechatas are Tameh doesn't stop me from using them, they can still purify. That's the idea. How do I know that? Sharei nida mazin aleha. Because, after all, if you have a woman who is in nida, and she's also tamei tumas meis, you sprinkle the paraduma water on her, the mechatos, in order to remove her tumas meis. That will not remove her status as a nida. She has to go through the usual purification for nida, but it will remove tumas meis, and it works. So he says,
even though she has a tumas nida on it,
it's not even though she's a nida. It's even though the water that hits her becomes tameh.
Because she's a nida, she's a nida.
Yes, that's correct. But it's not. Don't worry about her. Don't worry about the water. The water is what we care about.
Well,
this is another case.
The
idea is that this is another case of simultaneous tuma and halachic decision. Meaning, the water becomes Tameh at the moment that it hits her, and that's the moment when it is supposed to purify. Just like what we want to say here, the Dam becomes Tameh at the moment that it strikes the Beged. So that's the parallel that we want to draw here, and look at what he does. What Rabbi Lazar does here is he says the water is considered to be Tameh as though it was Tameh before it hit her, and so too over here, we'll consider the Dam as though it had been Tameh before it hit the Baguette, even though it only became Tameh when it hit the Baguette. That's a parallel we want to draw. But in order to grasp this, we need to understand what's going on, because Rabbi Lazar doesn't seem on the face of it to work. Rabbi Lazar says water that was already Tameh, Mechatas that was already Tameh, is going to be disqualified, or is going to be acceptable, I should say. The Mechatas that were Tameh is considered to be acceptable, and I'm going to extrapolate from Mechatas that becomes Tameh at the moment that it hits her. You follow? That's the catch. So the Gemara is going to challenge him and say, Rabbi Lazar, the two are not parallel. You can't extrapolate from Mechatas that become Tameh when they hit the Nida to the case of Mechatas that were Tameh a week ago, that became Tameh beforehand. V'amar Rabba, and Rabba explains, how could Rabbi Lazar do this? Rabbi Lazar b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabba Amara. Rabbi Lazar was presenting the view of Rabbi Akiva. So this is Rabba's first explanation. The Gemara is asking a question, but it's an implicit question. Why are you able to draw from the Nida case to a general case where the Mechatas is Tamei. In the general case, the Mechatas were Tamei beforehand. Okay? That's my problem. We have no basis, as I wrote on the sheet, for making any such equation. So Rava gives me my first answer. And Rava's first answer says, this is not relevant to our discussion about the Dam that gets on the Beged. Don't try to connect the two. Why? Because in the Hazah case, the water became Tamei before it actually touched her. Because Rabbi Akiva believes, if you think of the Gemara in Shabbos, about Kluta Kamisha Unchadamya, right? That which is traveling through the air is considered as though it had landed. Same discussion here. He says, the Mechadas that's traveling over the Nida becomes Tamei when it crosses her, so to speak. The Omar, Havaras Kli, Agabe Makom Tamei Kimunach Dami. He says, if you transport a Kli over a space that is Tamei, the Kli becomes Tamei as though it had landed. Disnan, as the Mishnah says, one of the first wide line, Haya Omed Chutz Latanur, Vesheretz Latanur.
Every Mechadas, it becomes Tamei beforehand.
Not in the Mechatas on the Nida.
In the Tamei Meis. Basically, before the Mechatas does its job, it became Tamei.
Correct. Every single time. Correct.
So it's automatic.
Correct.
Tamei, right?
Correct.
That's the point.
Not necessarily. You have to complete Rabbah first in order to say that. You'll see why. But Rabbah's idea is indeed that it's tummy, that it's tummy when it enters the airspace. Disnan, as the Mishnah says, Hayaomed chutz l'tanur v'sheretz betanur. You're standing outside a tanur. Okay, you're away from the tanur. But remember, the tanur, as Rashi says, is piv l'mala. The opening of the tanur is facing up. V'sheretz betanur. And there's a creepy crawly sitting in the tanur. One of these tummy creatures in the tanur. V'hoshin yadol l'chalon. You extend your arm over the tanur to some cubbyhole window, the nadal is halagin, and you take the jug of mechatas, the eviro api tanur, and you bring it towards you over the tanur. Rabbi Akiva mitame v'chom mitame. Rabbi Akiva says that mechatas is tame; it never entered the actual space inside the tanur. Nonetheless, crossing over the tanur is as though it had been inside the tanur, and it is tame. Ubaha pligi, and this is the machlokas. Rabbi Akiva the chachamim there. Rabbi Akiva suffer kemunach dami. Rabbanan savi la kemunach. Rabbi Akiva says I treat it as though the water was actually put down inside the tanur and it is tamei, and the Rabbanan say no. So Rabba's explanation is that the reason why Tumah preceded Hazaa in the Nida case, the water became tamei before it hit the Nida, is because it was in her airspace. Just like the Mechad is being transported over the tanur, and therefore you can't extrapolate for our discussion about the dam that hit the Beged. That far he's not going to go. To which Abaye says that the explanation doesn't work. Because I have another case in which Abaye did not say airspace conveys Tumah. Ve'es ve'Abaye. Sorry?
Did Abaye didn't say that?
No, Rabbi Akiva didn't say it. Abaye said, I have a case in which Rabbi Akiva doesn't say it. Yeah, okay.
What about that impure person goes to Mikvah? So according to that, Allah, this opinion, the water is going to be impure, the water is going to be purified.
Well, you can't render a Mikvah impure. You can't make a Mikvah impure. It's the Mechatas that's touching it. It's a unique law regarding the Mechatas. Uba'a pligi, and here's the Machlokas. I'm sorry, we just said that. Abaye challenges it and says, we learned, Moda Rabbi Akiva Bahazah, Shevira al-Klicheres Tame, Agabe Mishkov Umoshav Tame. Rabbi Akiva agrees that if you take Mechatas and you sprinkle it over and you sprinkle it over. Ha'avira is the term that's used. We don't mean la'avira. What we mean is you actually did the hazah. You spray the water on somebody, and it passes over. A klicheres that's tamei. Agabe mishkav u'moshav tamei. Right? The zav lay down on it. The zav sat on it. Whatever. Shehi tahor. The hazah remains tahor. The water is tahor. She'en l'chadavar shemetamei l'malo akilamata. Ela kizayis menameis u'sh'ar kol hama'ahilam la'asuyei eben hamenugas. Because the rule is that Tumah is conveyed through airspace only if you have something that conveys Tumah's Ohel. Tumah through that space where something overshadows the mason, that's where Tumah is communicated. You have a kezias of a corpse, you have something that communicates to Mas'o'el, Evan Amenugas, a stone from a bias that had Saras, that's where it'll work. Tumah is not conveyed through airspace. So Abaye challenges and says, you're telling me the Nida made the water Tumah when it passed over her. You're telling me the Tanur communicated Tumah to the Mechatas that were carried over the Tanur. It's nonsense. Rabbi Akiva says, Tumah doesn't get conveyed through airspace that way. Ela Amar Abaye says, that's not what's going on there. That's not what Rabbi Akiva was saying. The Kulei Amalav Kamunach Dami, everybody, including Rabbi Akiva, agrees that when water crosses through airspace, when the Mechatas crosses through airspace, it is not considered as though it had landed and become Tamei. V'acha b'hakimiflagi, this is the Machlokes with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Savar Gazwina and Shema Yanuach. Rabbi Akiva says that we're worried if you're carrying it through the area, you might put it down. And if you put it down, it's going to become tamei. As opposed to, if the hazah is traveling through the air, the sprinkling is traveling through the air on its own, then there is no tuma. For Rabbanan Sabri lo gazrin, and the Rabbanan disagree. Umod, Rabbi Akiva, bahazah, kevin nafak nafak. Rabbi Akiva agrees regarding hazah, it's on its trajectory already. We don't consider it as though it had landed. So therefore, to apply this to our cases, in the case in which you carry the thing over the tanur, tamei, because you might put it down. However, in the case where the hazah crosses over something, it does not become tamei. And therefore, to go back to the Nida case and Rabbi Elazar, he says that explanation of Rabbi Elazar doesn't work. Because Rabbi Elazar will say the hazah that hit the Nida was not tamei until it actually hit the Nida. It wasn't tamei a moment before. That's Abaye's point. So he says that doesn't work as an explanation of the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. Well then, what is the machlokes? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanan, b'gmaikim miflagi, what is the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan? Amar Abaye bedanin etuma keduma mituma shebaosa shak miflagi. It's exactly our issue. The question is, do I equate tuma that occurs at the same time as whatever halachic event I'm concerned about that occurs simultaneously? Do I consider that the same as the case in which it was tamei coming in? Do I say that when the water hits the nida and it becomes tamei now, that's the same thing as mechatas which were tamei before the hazah was ever done? Can I extrapolate from the fact that you can do hazah on a nida to the case in which you do hazah with mechatas that already were tamei since yesterday? That's the question. Mar savar danin, umar savar ein danin. One says yes, one says no. And that was what they wanted to get to here. We're not done with this discussion, but again, to make sure we understand why this is relevant here, we want to know about the case in which dam chatas hits a beged that is tamei. Right? That's our question. It wasn't possible until it actually hit the beged. We want to extrapolate from the case of the nida. You do hazah on a nida, and the mechatas becomes tamei the moment that it hits the nida. If the mechatas works for the nida, then that means the dam is considered to be kosher when it hits the beged. That's what you want to do. And Abaye says, yes, you can actually make that connection. Unlike the approach of Rabbah, who said that the water was considered tamei before it hit the nida, Abaye says, no, it isn't considered tamei before it hits the nida. It is parallel to us. So Abaye is our hero. Rava comes along and says, no. Rava says, that's not how to understand it. And there's the Rashi that I mentioned about why we did it. That's right. I told you we were going to get to it. But the Rashi on Rabbi Elazar Savar Danin, Rabbanan Savar Ein Danin, says, it's the end of the fifth wide line. V'aydekam rinan aliba de rabu k'nimafarek Abaye, v'lo amrinan aliba de Abaye straight. Why didn't we just say, it's like Abaye? He says Abaye wasn't disagreeing with Rabbah, he was just explaining the matter in front of Rabbah. So therefore we mention Rabbah as well. Good. Rava Omar. Rava disagrees with Abaye and disagrees with Rabbah. Rava Omar dekulei alma ain't done it. Rava says everybody believes that you cannot say that the tumah of the moment can be extrapolated or considered like the tumah from beforehand. Then what's this business with the Nida? Why did Rabbi Elazar quote me the case of the Nida, Hazah on the Nida, to try to deal with the law of Mechatas that became Tamei? This is the Machlokes. Do Rabbi Elazar Savar Hazah Tzri Chashir Umitztarfen LaHazos? Rabbanan Savri Hazah Ein Tzri Chashir. There's a completely different Machlokes regarding Hazah. When I put the Mechatas on the person who is Tamei, do I have to put a minimum quantity of the water on that person in order for the Hazah to work? If I do require that, then this mechatas, each drop that hit the person became tamei before the hazah was ever effective. And therefore it's hazah with mechatas that are tameim. That's the idea. So that's Rabbi Elazar's view, is that I can learn the law of mechatas tameim from hazah on the nida, because the hazah on the nida case is also a case of mechatas that are tameim. And then again, you cannot extrapolate from that discussion to our discussion. It's only Abaye who will say that you can actually extrapolate to ours. So again, a 30-second summary of this. Our question was, does the dam require kibbutz if it hits a tamei beged? we first pointed out, the Rabbeinu Rebbe of Yeshua pointed out, it's only a question if you assume that Haisala Sha'as HaKosher is treated as pasul and doesn't require washing. And the question is now, what do I do with this? Is this considered kosher or pasul when it hits? And what we saw was Rabbi Elazar, in his separate discussion about Mechatas, introduces us to the idea that that which occurs simultaneously could be... That which becomes tame simultaneous with that moment can be considered to have been tame beforehand. If I take Abayi's explanation of Rabbi Lazar's equation of Hazaz Nida, I don't know if that summary did anything, but in any case, they gave people a chance to breathe.
Good job in the first time.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time trying to figure this one out. Okay, but the rest of the daf is much more straightforward. Weiter. Chadas Psula. Tana Rabbanan. The case that we now discuss, now that we wrapped up that, is the issue of kibbutz for dam from a carbon that was pasul that had been kosher at some point. How do I know to distinguish between the chatas that is pasul that was never kosher and the chatas that is pasul but had been kosher at some time in the past? And it brought you the pasuk there on the page. That's not germane for us except for the word osa within that pasuk. It's the next part. If dam gets on a beged, asher yizeh aleha techabes v'akom kadosh, that beged is going to have to be washed. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Brisa says, you see that word midama from its dam gets on a beged. So midam kishera velo midam psula, as Rashi says, midama miutahi, midamas from its blood, that's an exclusion. Dama shel zu velo dama shel acheres. Certain dam. Which dam? Dam from Iksheira. Is specifically that which requires laundering. Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yaakov, depending on your edition, Omer, Haisala Sha'as HaKosher V'Nifsala, Damaton Kibus, Lo Haisala Sha'as HaKosher V'Nifsala, Ein Damaton Kibus. He disagrees with the Tanakhama. I'm sorry, he disagrees not with Tanakhama, with Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama makes the opening statement. The dam psula does not need to be laundered. And now the question is, how do I define psula? Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Yaakov, says, I define psula to mean something that was never acceptable. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh ein damaton kibus. Rabbi Shimon says, no, psula means pasul. I don't care if it was ever kosher or not. If it's pasul, it doesn't require kibus. End of Brisa. My time of the Rabbi Shimon, why did Rabbi Shimon say all psulim don't require kibus? Ksiv osa, uksiv midama. Because the pasuk says, hakohen hamechate osa. That was one word there, from the pasuk. The kohen who is mechate it, yochalena, uksiv midama. And the pasuk also says, midama, that's my mute. So, chad lahecha dehaislo sha'as hakosher. One is where it was never. One is where it had a moment when it was kosher, and then they throw it in the margin, the other words, to finish his sentence. And one where it was never. So in other words, I have two exclusions. Osa, only this, and midama, from its blood. Those are both exclusions. I exclude the case in which it was always pasul, and I exclude the case in which it had been kosher and then it became pasul. Rabbi Akiva says no. The second exclusion is not for that purpose. Osa pratlet truma. The word osa is to teach me about truma, to teach me that if I have truma in a kli, I don't need to clean out the kli with mariko ushtifa, umorak v'shutaf v'mayim, which is a separate point that we're going to get to in the Gemara in a few days. Rabbi Shimon Latame, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't need osa to exclude truma because he follows his general view, damar kachim kalam ein to mariko ushtifa v'kolshkein truma. He says no low-level karbanos require mariko ushtifa, this cleaning out of the kli. And certainly truma doesn't then. If low-level korbanos don't, truma doesn't either. I don't need gzeres hakasuv. I have an extra word. My extra word is to teach me this lesson about the exclusion of the one that never had shas hakosher and the one that had shas hakosher. Okay. New Mishnah. Still dealing, though, with dam chatas, that you're not getting out of. At which stage does the dam require kibbutz? Does it require washing out? One, nitas min atzavar ala beged eino taum kibus. If the blood went straight from the neck of the animal to the beged, it does not require kibus. We're talking about dam behema, not damov. For reasons that we'll get to in the Gemara. Min hakeren umin hayesod eino taum kibus. Rashi gives you an important clarification here based on the earlier Gemara. Min hakeren means dam that actually hit the keren and then ricocheted and landed on the beged. Mina yisod means down that was suitable for the yisod, but it hadn't actually gone there. Because once it hits the yisod, it's actually shirayim now. And shirayim don't require kibbutz.
Is this one case or two?
I'm sorry.
Is this one case or two?
What do you mean?
Is it just descriptive? Is he having a hit the yisod? Is that descriptive of the first point that has already been on the keren?
No. Keren is included within anything that hasn't yet hit the yisod. In other words, it hits the keren, it's going to...
The initial case and the not hit the yisod is the general case.
Yes. Yes, that I guess that's a good way to say it. Yes.
That was my original question. Yeah.
Well, no, because what if I have dam that's supposed to be poured out at the yisod?
Right.
It's also royally yisod.
The general case is one that doesn't have to go on the keren, but either way, it's gone.
Hitting the keren is not relevant. That's correct. It's pre-yisod. The enotone kibus. Nishbach ala ritzba ba'asafo, enotone kibus. It's spilled out on the ground, you picked it up, that doesn't require kibus either. Enotone kibus ala dam shniskabal b'klei v'roy la'azah. This is the general rule. It has to be accepted in a kli and suitable for hazah. Tanu Rabbanan Braisa says, Yochol nitas min atzavar ala beged yeitam kibus. I might think you'd have to launder it if it's sprayed from the neck onto the beged, right from the neck of the animal. Tama lomar asher yizeh. Pasuk says asher yizeh. Lomar yilcha ela bara'oi lehazah. Only if it's suitable for hazah, as Rashi says, shenisgabal bekli, which it didn't have. Tanya idach, Braisa says, further, Yochol nitas min akeren min hayesod yeitam kibus, and again we mean roi liyesod. I might think if it went off the corner, went or was suitable for the foundation of the mizbeach, you'd have to launder it. Tamalomar asher yizeh prat lezeh shekvar huzah, as opposed to the one that already had hazah. Nishbach al haritzpa. Top of the next side. Hasulamali. Why do you need to then continue and say the rule that we give in the Mishnah of Ein Tom Kibbutz Ladam Shniskabel Bakli? He says Matahasulamali. What do I need it for? Matam Ka'amari. This is what we call a matam. It's explaining what came before. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Matam Nishbach Al Aritz Bavasavo Ein Tom Kibbutz. Why is it that if the dam spills on the floor and you gather it, it doesn't require kibbutz? Levisha Ein Tom Kibbutz Ladam Shniskabel Bakli V'roy LaHazaya, because it doesn't require kibbutz unless it actually was caught in the kli and was suitable for hazah. Good. Ra'oi lahazah lema'ute mai. What are you excluding when you say it has to be suitable for hazah? Lema'ute kibel pachos michtei hazaya bechlizeh upachos michtei hazaya bechlizeh. The case is I have less than a shear in one kli and less than a shear in another kli. That's our issue. And then I combined the two. That's the key. Disanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Chalam de Bar Shaul Omer, Kidesh Pachos Michdei Azaya Bechlizeh, Pachos Michdei Azaya Bechlizeh. We have a case by Mechatos. We're trying to link again Mechatos and Damchatos, two different chatoses. The water from the Paraduma. If I take water from the Paraduma, two separate kalim, each kli has less than the appropriate threshold amount, less than the shear, and I put ashes in each one, and then I combine the water. So he says, lo kidesh, that doesn't work. That's not kasher mechatos. V'bayalo, and we ask a question on that. B'dam mahu, what about for dam chatos? I caught less than the amount in two different kalim, then I combined them. Is that usable? Hilchasahi, ume hilchasalo gamrinan. Do I say the law by mechatos is halacha l'moshe misinai? It's a tradition without a pasuk, and therefore I can't extrapolate from there. Important note, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, says you can't learn a kal v'chomer from Tarsha Be'al Peh. That's the principle there. Kal v'chomer hilchasa lo gamrinan. And Rashi there says it's not just kal v'chomer, but any of the yugimol midos. And this is an example of that, because this wouldn't be a kal v'chomer, this would be a memotzinu. What did we see regarding mechatos? You can't use combined minimal amounts. So too, regarding the dam, you can't use combined minimal amounts. That would be a mematzinu from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and you can't do that. That's not what Torah Sheva'al Peh is for. The Odilma, the Gemara says, Odilma, Hasa Maitaima, or perhaps the reason by Mechatas is not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it's actually Dichsiv V'Taval B'Mayim, because the Pasuk says, V'Taval B'Mayim, he shall dip his finger in the water. It's from a Pasuk, Kachanami, Ksiv V'Taval B'Dam, and we have the same usage by us, V'Taval B'Dam. Tashma, Dam Rav Zvika, Am Rabbi Elazar, Af Bedam Lo Kidesh. So Rabbi Zvika says, citing Rabbi Elazar, even by Dam, it doesn't work. That Dam that you caught with Pachas Mikashir cannot be combined with other Dam that's Pachas Mikashir to make it usable, just like by Mechadas, it doesn't work. That's the idea.
And therefore, if you got it on a
baguette, there's no kibbutz required. Correct. Amar Rava, we now get three lessons from a pasuk. The pasuk I brought you here on the sheet. V'tavala kavena zetzba'o ba'dam. He puts his finger in the dam. V'izam in adam sheva pehamim lefnei Hashem es p'nei parochas hakodesh. And he sprinkles it seven times before the parochas, that by the power kohen gadol. So the Rava learns three lessons from that pasuk. Amar Rava, Tanya, Brisa says, v'tavala, you have to dip your finger in. V'lo misapeg, meaning you're dipping it in and getting the blood on it that way, and not that you press, as Rashi says, mekareach b'shuli akliyo b'dofnosav, wiping it on the inside of the kli to catch the last dam. That's no good. That's number one. Bidam, in the dam, ad sheyehe bidam shir tevila meikaro. The dam had to have the proper shear from the get-go, which was the lesson we just learned. And min hadam shebeinyan, from the dam in that matter. And what we're going to explain that to mean is that the dam has to be the dam from the current tevila, not dam that was there beforehand. So I dip my finger each time I'm about to do a hazah. I don't dip my finger in once and then just keep on going. I have to do it with new dam each time. The itzrich lemichta bidam, you had to say bidam. They needed that word. The ikas of Rachmana vitaval, how you just said vitaval, havamina avopi the leka shear tevila meikaro. I would have said, even if it didn't have the proper shear from the get go. Kasa Rachmana bidam, therefore it said bidam, to teach me that lesson. The ikas of Rachmana bidam, had just said bidam, havamina filumisapik. I would have said, however you get it on your finger, doesn't make a difference. Kasa Rachmana vitaval, therefore we have vitaval. And min adam shebe'inyan lema'ute mai, what do you mean when you say from the blood that is literally in that matter of tevila? To exclude shirayim that remain on the finger from a previous hazah. Yes, Messiah Rabbi Elazar, and that supports Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, shirayim sheba etzba psulin. Rabbi Elazar says what remains on your finger from the previous time is actually pasul, such that the Gemara is about to say you have to wipe off your finger after each hazah and dip it again. Amar le Ravin Barav Ada le Rav or le Rava. Ravin Barav Ada says to Rava, Amar Talmidcha Amar Rav Amram. Alternatively, he said, L'Rav Amram, Talmidi Amar Rav Amram. Either way, he's saying what Rav Amram was quoted as saying by a Talmid. Taneina, we learned, Hayamazev Nitza Hazah Miyado. If he's doing the Hazah, and some of the Hazah sprays from his finger onto a beged. So, Ad Shalo Hiza Ta'un Kibbus. If that happened on the way to do the Hazah, then you have to do Kibbus. Misha Hiza Ain't Ta'un Kibbus. But if it happens after he did the Hazah, then, on his way back to the kli, so to speak, then he doesn't require kibbus. Why? Because that dam is no good now. My lav achi kiyomer, isn't this what he's saying? Ad shelo gamar mi lahazos ton kibbus, mi shegamar lahazos ain ton kibbus. My assumption is that it's not like our gemara, that it's talking about after you've finished all your hazos. That's when the dam becomes possible. And he says, lav, achi kiyomer, this is what he's saying. Ad shelo yatsa hazam miyado ton kibbus, mi shiyatsa hazam miyado ain ton kibbus. The break point is, each individual hazah. Once you've done the hazah with the dam that's on your finger now, that dam that remains is possible, and if it drips somewhere, it does not require kibbus. And then it starts again when you dip a second time. Esve Abaye. So Abaye challenges and says, but didn't we learn by the para aduma? Gomer milahazos mekaneach yada begufa shal para. When you finish spraying the paraduma water, then you wipe your hand on the body of the cow. So gomer in lo gomer lo. That implies when you conclude it. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not this. Right. Thank you. This is not the paraduma water. This is the hazah that you do with the blood of the paraduma. I'm sorry. The blood of the paraduma is part of its initial processing. Thank you. So he says you wipe your finger on the body of the paraduma. And it's only once you've done all the hazos, not along the way. So each hazah does not need to be independent. So Amar Lei, to which he replied, no. Gomar, when you finished all of them, mekanech yada begufa shal para. That's when you wipe on the body of the para. Lo Gomar, if you haven't yet concluded it, mekanech it's bow. Then you just wipe your finger somewhere else. So he says, where? Where are you wiping? Bishlama Gomar, mekanech yada begufa shal para, shnemar besavasav harlei nav. I get it that when you're done, you wipe on the body of the para, because the pasuk says you're going to burn the para. Enough, so fine, so you burn the entire thing, including the dam that had been on the finger. Elat's bob and my mekanech, but what's he wiping his finger on the earlier stage? Amar Abaye b'sfas mizrak. He says, you have the bowl that's containing the dam, you wipe it on that, on the rim, on the outside, because you can't get it back into the stuff you're now going to use. Kedachsev, kipurei zahav. He says, it's called kipurei zahav in Ezra, and the word lechaper is fundamentally to wipe. So that's what it's called. You raise up because you wipe on it. Let's do the Mishnah. Make it easier for you tomorrow. We'll do the Mishnah. The nitas ala or agilo hufsha. Let's say the dam chata sprays on the hide of the animal before heshit. So the or, the hide, is not yet ready to be mekabel tumah. So the question is, does that hide require laundering or not? It's not yet a kli. That's my question. Eino ta'un kibus. The rule is you do not need to launder that hide. You don't need to wash the dam out of the hide. Misha hufsha ta'un kibus divar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the break point is when you remove the hide from the animal, once you've skinned the animal, now it would require washing. Rabbi Elazar omer af misha hufshat. Rabbi Elazar says no. He says even then, if dam gets on it, you don't have to wash it out. The break point is, instead, as Rashi says, once you make it into a kli, once you process the hide, then if dam gets on it, you'll have to do kibus. But dam that gets on it before it's become a kli does not require kibus. Eino tam kibus ela mekom hadam. Only the place where the dam hits requires kibus. The davershu, and this is not about the hide anymore, this is in general, not the entire beged, correct? The davershu roi lekabel tumah v'roi lekibus, it has to be something that can become tameh, and something that's washable. Echad ha-beged, whether it is beged, meaning a woven garment, ve'echad ha-sak or sackcloth, ve'echad ha-or or a piece of leather, te'unin kibus, it has to be laundered. Ve'kibus b'makom kadosh, you do it in a holy place, meaning you do it in the azara. Ushviras klicheres b'makom kadosh, and also breaking the klicheres that the chatos was cooked in. That also happens b'makom kadosh in the azara, because you can't take the chatos out. You're not allowed to take the chatos out. Umriko shtifa b'klinachoshes, they need to wash out the copper kli. Or bronze clean, depending on how you take the choshes. But they need to wash it out, specially also b'kom kadosh in the azara. Zechomer b'chatas mikadshei kadshem. And in this sense, regarding the kibbutz, not these other things, but regarding the laundering, that's stricter by the carbon chatas than it is by kadshei kadshem. And Yaakov, enjoy tomorrow.